Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're considering this issue of about our county becoming wet, Logan County, Kentucky becoming wet. What does our Lord Jesus believe about Logan County becoming wet? We've used as a theme verse this in Ephesians 5. I'll pick it up in verse number 14, where the scripture says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." We need light about this subject, and I appeal to those that claim the name of Christ, that say that they're saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection. I appeal to you. We need light on this subject about our county becoming wet. I pray and trust that there are none that claim the name of Christ that have signed this petition to bring the issue to ballot. And if you have, repent of that sin before the Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive you and get your name struck from the petition. If it does come to ballot and we do vote upon it this year, may the people of the Lord come out and vote and stand for what's right, stand in what's right, that our county not become wet. What will it profit us? What will it benefit us? What will it produce? There would be those that would say that would produce some more income for our county. It would be some business. Really? Really? Would the business taxes generated by the sale of liquor in another dozen places in the county offset the impact upon our emergency services and our sheriff's budget? Will it really do that? Would it really do so? I wonder. It goes on to say here in the scripture in verse 15 of Ephesians 5, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." There are going to be these evil and wicked ways that are going to come upon us, testings, adversarial things. There's more at hand, seemingly to me. There's more at hand than just the making of the county wet for the sake of one distillery going in the southern part of the county. There seems to be more at work there. That's the justification. But can the opening up of the entire county, can that be worth what it's going to bring and the sorrow and heartache and wickedness it's going to bring for the sake of just one business? One business that will employ how many people? Just looking at it from the financial side. How many people will it employ? Will that offset what comes as a result of opening up the entire county? It goes on to say here, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil." Verse 17, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." What does God want? Does our Lord want a distillery in Adairville? Does Jesus Christ want a distillery in Adairville? Does Jesus Christ want Logan County to open up and become wet? If it does come to ballot, you've got a responsibility, child of God, to go and vote and stand in what the Lord believes and what the Lord stands in. "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess." There's excess in anything that alters the mind, alters the heart. Dope and drugs can be brought into this. He said they just have a propensity amongst mankind to go to excess. In our day, we've got plenty to drink, soft drinks and juices and clean water. The availability of such things are unparalleled in the world. And do we need the availability of alcohol in our county? What will it really produce? You know, may Lord help that our people, the people of our county, our officials would concentrate on industry and business that produce something. These kind of service businesses are necessary. This kind of service business is not necessary, and nothing is produced. Money will go out of the pockets of the people in the county for the sake of entertainment, but what will be produced? Nothing. Nothing will be produced, but more of a demand on our civil servants and such as that to be able to manage the whole thing. Be not drunk with wine, where it's in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And that's what we need to be, is filled with the Spirit of our Lord to understand what His will is regarding this subject. May our Lord help us. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And may we have the fear of God as the citizenry of Logan County, Kentucky, in regards to this issue. May we fear our Lord in this. We are all accountable. Whether you claim the name of Christ or not, we are all accountable. And we'll give an account one day. We come to Proverbs 20, verse number 1, where the scripture says, wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging. This about wine being a mocker, it scoffs. Another word or synonym for this word mocking is it intercedes. Wine in excess comes into the body and overtakes the mental faculty, and the person loses control. In the way that we've been created, we have control of this physical body, and our hearts, our souls are able to move and work physically in these bodies. But when alcohol comes in, it alters that. And the ability of our brain and the ability of our heart, not I'm talking about your blood pumping muscle, but your soul, it becomes impaired. Don't we say it that they're impaired when someone is drunken. And wine takes over and it mocks. It mocks the individual, much as it is the way people mock a drunk. It's sad. It's sad to see somebody drunken, and others will mock them in their drunkenness and make fun of them and push them around and maybe even abuse them. And that's what wine is doing. That's what alcohol is doing to that individual that becomes overcome by it. It mocks them. It's under control, not to a good thing, but always to a detriment, to injury, and to shame. It intercedes. It gets in there in the middle and takes over. And it doesn't take over very well because it makes everything blurry and hard to manage and hard to figure out, hard to reason. It says here, wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. Generally, it is when folks become drunken with alcohol, or we can apply this even to drugs and dope. They get loud, don't they? Most of the time, there becomes a great commotion. There's clamor after more drink and even sensual things and such as that. Why is it that with drink, very near to drink and alcohol, there's always, very near to drink and alcohol, there's always dope. And very near to drink and alcohol, there's always a prostitution. And very near to drink and alcohol, there's always gambling. I mean, who can deny those things? It's just evident. And does our Lord want our county to become wet? Will we be improved and found obedient to our Lord and making our entire county wet? Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And there's the point, a major point that we want to make, the deception of it. Oh, it won't hurt. Oh, it'll be okay. Tell you what, find somebody that's had family members that were killed by a drunken driver and see what they have to say. And I know that we can't prevent every accident, so-called, or things that happen. Many things happen that are just tragic in life. And we ask ourselves why, and we just have to rest on the providence and working of our Lord. He knows all things. He knows the beginning from the end. There is an aspect, though, that we do reap what we sow, and that should well be understood in our community with all the agriculture that we have. The farmers put in the ground what they want to come up into a crop, and they harvest it. It's the same way in our lives. But will our county be improved? This drink and alcohol will bring illicitness, and the drink and wine and alcohol will bring drugs. It will bring gambling. Will we be improved by these things? Has any society ever been improved or bettered by it? Oh, it won't matter. It'll be okay. It's just a little thing. Is it a little thing? Is it a little thing for us as a county to lose the blessing of our Lord? I mean, we've really been blessed here financially and business-wise in our region and community, our agriculture and industry that's at hand. I mean, we're a blessed county in this part of the state. And for a little thing of alcohol being sold out in the county, will we really be improved? Will it really change life for the better? Will we really gain the smile of our Lord in that? Being deceived by this, by wine and strong drink, one is found not to be wise. And we need to desire to be wise before our Lord. We come to Isaiah chapter 5, and we want to take a look here at what the scriptures say about drunkenness. The Lord abhors drunkenness, and wherever there are these things, drunkenness is a bad thing. We come here to Isaiah chapter 5 and verse number 11. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. The Lord says, woe unto them. It was a terrible thing in Israel. And Isaiah prophesies against it. Woe unto them. Will you be encouraged for your child to become a drunkard or addicted to alcohol? Will another half a dozen or a dozen points of availability to be able to buy liquor in the county, will that help our children? Will that increase temptation? The temptation's already there. Will that increase temptation help them? Will we really gain? Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night to wine inflame them. And the harp and the viol and the tabret and the pipe and the wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. What drink does and what alcohol does, it takes away, it numbs the heart. Many people get into alcohol and drugs and such as that, and the numbing of themselves, so they don't think about life. Well, another thing that this does is it makes it to where they don't think, and they're not able to think about the things of God, which need to be thought about and considered. If you hear under the hearing of my voice and you're not saved, you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you stand condemned before God when your sins. We point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins before God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're a sinner. You're on your way to hell without hope. But there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and believe in Him. Trust in Him. And He will save your soul. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.